Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Offerings of the Lord. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Exodus, the 25th chapter, this is such a powerful passage of Scripture all through here. If you know the story and you've read it, then you know how that God so spectacularly took the people of God from out of the midst of Egyptian bondage. I mean, the Scripture said, never has it been recorded before that God took a nation from the midst of another people for himself. And I mean, they had no might. They couldn't have fought their way out of it. They had no ability. They were slaves. They couldn't have bought their way out of it. God took them and brought them out with a high hand. The Scripture said, mighty power, signs and wonders. And he brought them out to fulfill his promise to his covenant man, Abraham, and to make covenant with them and draw a people to himself. And so as soon as they come out and he brings them through the Red Sea deliverance and they travel not too long, he tells them to meet him at the mountain. How many understand this is significant? This whole portion of history, nothing has happened like this before, exactly like this, nor will again. It's a type of what's been fulfilled in Christ, but this is momentous. I mean, how much time has passed? Nothing like this has happened. But here, God says, meet me at this mountain. And he manifests himself. He comes down on the mountain in fire and smoke and glory. And he speaks to the people. The millions heard the living voice, audible living voice of the Almighty. They heard him. The whole nation heard him. They knew it wasn't Moses with a megaphone. Nobody could sound like this. And he gave them what we call the Ten Commandments. He spoke these right out before there were the tablets or any of that. He spoke it right out. They heard it. It shook them to the core. They were beyond words. And the elders went to Moses. They said, please, 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 you go talk to him. And whatever he tells you to do, you come back and tell us, we'll do it. But we are afraid if we hear him speak again that we won't make it. We'll all die. How many know our God is powerful? Oh, whew. Think about that. This whole nation of folk, I want to hear God. Well, you heard him. Whew. Let's not hear him anymore. You go talk to him. So Moses did. And the Lord gave him, you know, the Ten Commandments, and he gave him numerous statutes and ordinances of just what is right to do in life. And then, immediately after this, this is when Moses was to go up, you know, for 40 days. He told him, he said, you're here in Exodus 25, back up to chapter 24, 24:1, God said to Moses, come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship you afar off. This is a personal invitation from the Almighty to come visit with me. And this is big stuff now. And Moses alone shall come near the Lord, but they shall not come near, neither shall the people go up with him. He warned them. They put barriers around the whole base of the mountain. Nobody else got any closer than those barriers at the base, at the foot of the mountain. But he said, you and Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and the 70 of the leaders that the Lord had called and appointed and anointed, he said, y'all come up further, and then I'm going to call Moses up even closer. So they did. Now notice, in verse 9, then went up Moses and Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and they saw the God of Israel. Did you get that? Now, they didn't see his face, but they saw his form. And they saw the light and the glory and the power. They're looking. And they know it's him. That's how close they are. Not only that, they had a meal with him. They saw the God of Israel. There was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of sapphire stone. And as it were, the body of heaven in his clearness. And upon the nobles of the children of Israel, he laid not his hand, and they saw God and did eat and drink. They sat down up there on the mountain at table and had a meal with God. Wow. How many understand this is big? This is big. See, this is the establishment of the first covenant. The promises fulfilled that he made to Moses, and now he's establishing his covenant with this people that he pulled out of the nation of Egypt for himself. So now, the Bible said, after this, verse 12, the Lord said to Moses, come up to me in the mount and be there, and I'll give you tables of stone and a law and commandments which I have written that you may teach them. And Moses rose up and his minister Joshua, and Moses went up into the mount of God. And he said to the elders, you stay here, wait for us till we come again. And verse 15, Moses went up into the mount, and a cloud covered the mount, and the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days, and the seventh day he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud, and the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and got him up to the mount, and Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. Is this big? Now, the reason why I keep saying this, because I learned some things this week about this. God has sat down and let these 70 elders and Moses and Aaron and his sons see him, not his face. Now, see, not long after this, Moses said, I want to see your glory. And we find out what he's saying is, I want to see your face. And the Lord told him, you can't. If you did, you'd die. You can't see my face. He's just too much. You understand? He's too much glory, too much power for a mortal man or woman to look full in his face. You'd no longer be mortal. You'd be out of here. But soon and very soon, won't be long, these bodies are going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and then we'll all be able to stand before the throne and look on his face. Do you think it'll do something for us? Whoo! You talk about joy unspeakable and full of glory. You talk about a thrill. To be able to look upon him and hear his words. Oh my. We get foretaste of it down here now, but we get the full thing later. Is this important? What's happening now? They've had the covenant meal, and then he said, now Moses, you come on up. And the glory of the Lord was just there burning for these 6 days. And the seventh day, the Lord said to Moses, come on up closer and I'm going to tell you some things. Is this important? Yes. Oh, it's important. But I was surprised by the first thing that he says now. Are you there in the 25th chapter? No, this wasn't written in chapter and verse. The Lord spoke to Moses. And what does he say? He said, you go and speak to the children of Israel and you tell them what? To bring me an offering. My. Wow. Does that have the effect on you that it did on me? I mean, I know it's important, but somewhere or another we haven't seen the importance of it. Preachers have backpedaled on this subject. Did you hear me? Because of pressure from people yeah-yeah-ing about, oh, don't talk about the offerings and, you know, just get to the sermon. We are at the sermon. And the sermon's on the offering. If the Lord said, don't bring up money again, we wouldn't. But in contrast to that, he says what? Of all the things he could have said right off the bat here, he said what he wanted to say. Didn't he? He's up there in the glory. his knees bumping together, probably holding on to a rock to keep from falling down. The Lord says, come close. And I'm going to tell you what to go back and tell the people. Because see, after the Ten Commandments and things that he had given them, they said, you go and you live. So here he is, 40 days and 40 nights. And how does it start off? The Lord says, you're to go back and tell the people that they are to bring me an offering. Yeah. When the Lord says, bring me an offering, what should you do? It should be a priority to you. Yeah. Let's keep reading. Speak to the children of Israel that they bring me an offering of every man that gives it willingly with his heart. Everybody say willingly. With his heart. You shall take my offering of everybody that brings it willingly with his heart. You're to receive it and take it. Now there are numerous types of offerings mentioned in the scriptures here. Let me give you a little partial list to show you what we're dealing with here. There is the meal offering. There is the drink offering. There is the heave offering. There is the guilt offering, the sin offering, the peace offering, the wave offering. There's a number of different ones described. But you'll find this particular phrase, there's specific words in the Hebrew that describe what he just said here. And it is, I don't know if this is correct pronunciation or not, nedabah, and it means free will offering. It means a voluntary, free will offering. And the more I studied this, the more I saw how significant this is to God. I mean, the people are shaken to the core from what they've just experienced. If God said, everybody bring every dime you got to the base of this mountain right now, I expect the pile would have piled up right now. Amen. But notice what he says. You go tell the people to bring me an offering, but then he qualifies it, doesn't he? Do we have to bring it? No, he didn't say you had to bring it. What did he say? Everybody that will bring it willingly with his heart, those are the ones that you'll take and receive. Is this compulsory? No. Is it mandatory? No. He said it must be what? Free will. Free will. Willing.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Free Will Offering, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1102C. That's R1102C, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.